You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We're back here on the SB Nation NFL Show. All right, Justice, we have reached Josh Allen, who, of course, was the number 7 pick in 2018. He was an absolute monster last year. There's no criticism that I think anybody could have of Josh Allen last year. He was great throwing the ball. He was great running the ball. He was fantastic. But I said before the break that I think re-signing him right now is the worst thing the Bills can do, and I totally stand by it. Because to me, you still don't know what you have in Josh Allen. To me, last year doesn't erase the Josh Allen that we saw the two previous seasons. And so I don't think that you can say for sure that the guy we saw last year is definitely the guy you're going to get for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. I don't necessarily think that, I don't agree with you that it's the worst thing that you could possibly do. But I understand the perspective that you have, where if you're worried about what is Josh Allen 100%, there would be stressors in that situation. I think the beauty in Josh Allen's game is honestly that there isn't that much consistency. I mean, that's really the bonus of it. It's that he can freelance and hit you for an 80-yard touchdown pass. It's that he could take the ball. I mean, remember him in the playoffs. Right. I mean, this guy coughs up the ball in some of the worst spots possible.
Yes.
But he's also making massive plays. Like he's out there and he's slinging the ball and he's running with the ball. And sometimes it's going to break for him and sometimes it's not. It's really kind of, I'm trying to think like of a player that he's comparable to right now, like Cam Newton, right? Like Cam Newton after they went to the Super Bowl. I think that's the kind of quarterback we're looking at with Josh Allen, where it might not be consistent, but when you can hit the highs and if you can build a team around his strengths, you can do some special things with him. And I think that's what he really brings to the table.
He can have incredible highs for sure, but sometimes I feel like being a quarterback is all about the worst thing that you do. And what is his floor? How low are his lows? If his floor is like average quarterback with the potential to be the best quarterback in the league, then I would say, you know what? I could understand paying him a massive deal. But if his floor is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, if his floor is 52% completion like it was in his rookie year and 172 yards per game, I can't pay that guy $30, $40 million a year. And that's what I'm worried about with Josh Allen. I'm worried that last year was a career year, the best year we'll ever see. Think Joe Flacco in the 2012 playoffs with the Ravens. And then really the guy that we see after the deal gets signed is the guy we saw the first 2 years in the league. And if you do that and you're the Bills and you give that guy $30 to $40 million, you are going to be crushed for a couple of years because it's going to take a lot to get out from under that.
I think the thing I would be worried about the most if I were in the Bills front office, right, is what happens when Daboll leaves, because Daboll should have been a head coaching candidate. Once the Eagles and the Texans job were the last jobs open, once Staley took the Chargers job, mm-hmm. he basically pulled himself out because those jobs were so bad. Right. And he just said, hey, all right, I know I should be a head coach, but I'll wait until 2022 and just wait for my next opportunity because the Eagles and Texans are just crap shows right now. They do a lot of innovative stuff on offense that I don't think people understand. Like they run fullbacks in the shotgun, right? Stuff that you just don't see at the NFL level that happens in the college level. And they're able to run ISO from the shotgun. And then you look at them in the playoffs and they're basically not running the ball in some games, right? Like they're doing a lot of interesting stuff and Daboll's really gotten to that firsthand look at the college level innovation and brought that to Buffalo. what happens when he leaves? Because that's what I'm worried the most about, right? Is, okay, he leaves, you bring in someone, and they want to run, like, I-formation play action stuff like Tom Brady is doing with the Buccaneers right now. Then what does Josh Allen look like? Because I'm not so confident that version of Josh Allen works better than this version of Josh Allen. So my whole thing is, like, how do we make Josh Allen kind of scheme-proof? Because right now he's not, right? So how do we construct the team around him so he's scheme proof? That would be my number one stressor if I did pay him.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.